What caused them to even look in the fire to begin with? Glory to God. If we want to walk in power, you cannot compromise. If you want to walk under the authority, I'm not talking about the anointing only, but if you want to walk in authority and tell the devil every morning that he's got to go, there ain't no room for him in the car, you have got to be willing to not compromise when he tempts you to be less of who you are. What makes it powerful is not that they knew that God was able. What makes this powerful is that they said that even if it doesn't come, that I still believe in him. That's what makes it powerful. So even if I don't get a standing ovation, if I did get a standing ovation after I preached one night, I would wonder what I did wrong. If I never get a standing ovation, it will not change me. If the number is high and the number is low, it does not change me. When the enemy is telling me to give up, telling me to let go, I'm still not going to change. When my body tells me I can't, I'm still going to try. When church members push against you, don't let them move you. Some of the greatest tragedies I've ever seen in churches are the churches that only fail because they lived beneath their potential. A church can even split up over something crazy and still be rebuilt. But the ones that are the greatest tragedies to me are the ones that are equipped to do the job, but yet don't step out to do the job. Even Gideon walked in that kind of spirit, and the Lord spoke over him and said, "You are a mighty man of valor." And that's what the Holy Spirit is for us. It comes in our weakness and says, "Brother, you're going to make it." My. It speaks to your body and says, "Even though you're hurting, get up out of that bed and go on. I'm moving. I'm taking care of it. Even though you're desiring for things that you don't see yet, I'm coming. I'm coming." Even though we're hurting and we want rest institution for our pain, the Lord says, "I will fill the divide. I will give unto you what you desire." I told Brother Rostron tonight that we start out with just a little bit of God in us, and he all through our lives wants to pour in more and more and more. But that willingness to receive more of him comes by faith. You must believe that Jesus is Lord to be saved. You must believe in the power of the Holy Ghost in order to receive that presence greater. You must believe that if you lay on of hands that you'll see the sick recover. You cannot be defined and cause yourself to bow when the devil would tell you to lower yourself and to cause yourself to not be who you are. I'm not talking to who that the enemy says you are tonight. I'm talking to who I know you can be. I'm talking about people that's going to get some initiative to change their situation. I'm talking about some people that when everybody else is going with the popular opinion and the popular trend, that you're going to be somebody that's different to show that even though everybody else is giving in to the world, that there's still something inside you that'll cause you not to bow. Verse 20, "And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind them and tried to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took them up. And these three men fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." I want you to get a hold of this. Put yourself in that fire right now. Put your situation in that fire right now. Put what you feel like you cannot do in that fire right now. "Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished," astonied or astonished, "and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, 'Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said unto the king, 'True, O king,' or 'Yes.' He answered and said, 'I see four men,'" say that word with me, "loose." They're loose. My Lord. Did they not go in bound? Were they not put in shackles before they went into the fire? So there was something that even in the midst of the fire causes the shackles to be removed. I don't know about you, but the fire could not touch them, but the fire was enough to cause them to be loosed inside of their bonds. I'm here to tell you right now that this is going to be a revelation for some of you tonight, but the Lord put put it in my spirit to put it in yours. And here it comes. You might think the trial is working against you and working to hurt you and working to persecute you, but going through these things will cause what was causing you to be bound before you went through it. When you come out of it, you're going to be loosed, because the power of God is with you, and He who the Son has set free, they are free indeed. You walk not on your own strength. I can't hardly preach it. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, the fire is going to take out the very thing that would cause you to be bound. He sees them loose, right? Walking. Wonder what they were doing when they were walking. Have you ever thought about that? They were walking in the midst of the fire and have no hurt. The Lord's telling somebody something. It can be burning everywhere. What God has in you will cause you to be able to still walk when others would have perished. Brother, when others died in their drug addiction, I walk. When others go out without salvation, He loved me and saved me. Does anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? You can walk in the fire. You can, because of the mediator, the propitiation, the sacrifice, the one who sits at the right hand of God, that petitions on your behalf every single time that you fall down and pray before Him. You don't see it around me, but I'm walking in my fire right now. Oh, you better believe that I am. If you've ever enjoyed anything God has brought out of me, I want you to know that the fire is hot to do what I'm doing right now. And it doesn't come easy. And it's not something you pay for cheap. You give your life for this kind of thing. You turn everything over to Him to get to stand and preach the Word of God. I'm here to tell you that I'm walking in that fire now. But I'm not walking alone. For He who is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Greater is He that's in me to say no and to not bow than he that would speak to me and say to compromise to sin and wickedness in this world. We're going to get through it, I promise you. Verse 26, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the furnace and said, servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then here they come out of the furnace. Read this with me, verse 27, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had, say this, no power, had no power, nor was a hair on their head singed, neither their coats changed or burned, nor the smell of fire had been passed on them. Then something happened. We're going to some of you that's looking at the bigger picture right now. Read verse 28 with me. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, this is the same God that just said to throw them in. He said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that what? Trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own. Therefore I make a decree, glory to God, I feel his presence right now, Sister Faye, that every people, nation, and language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other god that can deliver after this sword. There's no other God you can pick on Wikipedia that's going to help you like the God that we have here tonight. There's no other presence you can call on that'll give you peace of mind, that gives you salvation when you give this body up. Hallelujah. There's a far better life ahead than there is the one that you're leading right now. Every pain that you have, it's going to stay behind you. Every sorrow in your mind, it's going to stay behind you. And that which is alive in Christ in you shall be called away into a life eternal. That's something that we should be able to rejoice about tonight. Can anybody give God a praise? For you know that this is not your final resting place, but something greater is ahead of you, something far eternal. We don't rejoice enough knowing that this life will be over one day and that we'll be raptured by the kingdom of heaven. So let me close tonight as they come get a song. Some of you can say, thank God he's done. We're going to try to keep going on this. If this is something that is speaking and ministering to you, you come back and tell somebody if they're needing to know about the kinds of things we're tested with. You tell them to get here because we're going to keep moving if the Lord allows it. I want you to know that we preach Friday on patience because it's the first thing you got to walk with to overcome and keep your faith up daily. What are you willing to tolerate over and over for the cause of Christ? The Lord is strengthening this body's faith so that when we see people come that need the Holy Ghost, hear me under the sound of my voice, that they receive it by that kind of faith that will bring it. The disciples were mighty men of faith, but still didn't possess the power to cast out the demons from Legion. This came by Christ, that it come out of him. And at the midst of this miracle, they questioned their very substance. And if we're Christians, that we should, when we don't see things happen at our command. And they said, how can we walk with this kind of power? He said, these things come by prayer and fasting. He was adding unto their life the very thing that will cause their faith to stay strong. Prayer brings the mind at peace, and prayer keeps a line of communication to your petition to God. Fasting is the denial of something for the reduction of your desire. What will you give up so that the desire in you can be stronger? You can fast your food, but chances are there are things that are more important to you than just your food. If you lay down anything in the name of Jesus and deny yourself the pleasure of it, you will be strengthened by His Spirit. And by His Spirit, He transforms our frame of mind. He transforms our decision making. It transforms our desire to get ourselves inside and in the presence of the Lord. Without prayer and fasting, we will walk up to the legions and not have the power. The church does not want elders without power. Not just elders with knowledge and head knowledge, but He's wanting people that know Him to have faith in Him, whether He does or does not do it for you. Will you still believe? That's the kind of faith that the Lord wants us to walk in. That when the enemy says, if you don't bow, compromise. There's people right now in the Middle East that are being imprisoned just because they say they believe. And we act like we have it so hard in our little comfortable churches with air conditioning, padded pews, and all the songs that we could ever want or desire to hear. We have it so hard, don't we? But if you really had somebody say, you're going to stop saying you're a Christian or I'll take your life, and you tell me what you would say back to them. This is something that the disciples all gave their lives for. We stand on the letters of men that died for this cause. This wasn't something that was given without a sacrifice. We're not saved without a sacrifice. We don't have the knowledge of the Word of God without a sacrifice. And blessings do not follow those who are not willing to give of themselves to receive more of God. I decrease so that my faith can increase. I deny this world from me so that my power in you, O God, can be stronger. Do you love Him tonight? Will you still have the ability on Tuesday to still say to that mountain, it's going to move? If the Lord has spoke to you through this word, we're here to pray with you that it be fulfilled in you and that you go out and be different.